And right now, on 77th Street in New York City, a dinosaur is rising. An enormous brontosaurus, or is it an apatosaurus? I'm not sure. Check with your local kindergartner. But it's about to take over the Big Apple. This one, though, it isn't an herbivore. I'll call it a heliumovore, I guess, because the dinosaur is just one of the giant balloons ready to float tomorrow in the 89th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And the person leading them all is John Piper, the vice president of the Macy's Parade Studio. John, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Magna. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So there's a lot to talk about regarding the Macy's Parade. And we'll get to all that in a second, but given the time that we're in, given the moment, the historical moment that we're in, I do have to ask you, first and foremost, about security. Are you
sure.
confident about security on the day of the parade?
Very confident.
So
tell me
more about that.
I follow the lead of Commissioner Bratton, who has told us that there is no, at this time, there's no credible threat. That doesn't mean that they're not stepping things up. And what's very different between now and the tragedy that happened in Paris is that we're not totally unaware. We're completely aware that we have the parade on Thanksgiving, and we're taking additional steps as needed to make sure that we're prepared for it.
Well, so let's talk about the happy reason why so many people will be lining the parade route and watching it on television as well. And that, of course, are the giant balloons and the fantastic parade itself. Can you just, for those of us who don't know, can you just walk us through how one of these balloons is created?
You see them in their final form on Thanksgiving. Giant inflatable sculptures that are floating through the air, seems effortlessly, but below they have 70 to 90 handlers and a pilot and two co-pilots and a captain, two assistant captains, and our vehicle teams for each of our giant balloons, like our brand new Dino, the dinosaur, that is actually a recreation of a balloon that we had back in the 60s that was part of the celebration of the World's Fair. He's one of the only life-size characters in the parade.
Wow.
His brontosaurus that is actually 76 feet long.
Wow.
From the tip of his nose to the tip of his curling tail.
The idea of a life-size brontosaurus in the streets of New York, I think I just heard like millions of five-year-olds collectively squeal in excitement. That sounds so great.
And leading the parade this year is going to be Scrat, the saber-toothed squirrel chasing his acorn, which is also a balloon.
Huh.
How big a balloon? If you took that acorn and filled it with real acorns, how many would it take? Any guess?
Okay, 2 million.
You're off by about 13 million.
Oh, no.
15,200,000, give or take a few nuts. Now, all of those balloons started as a sketch at the Macy's studio, where my artists will take pencil to paper and actually rough out how we think the character might come to life in a pose that would be up in the air. But then we go three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have the model made, we make a mold of it so that we can cast duplicates. And we have one that we keep white and draw all of the technical stuff on it. And another one that we paint to the exact colors of dinosaur green.
Well, I'm curious, how long have you been working for the Macy's Parade Studio?
This will be my 35th parade.
35th parade. Okay. And what were you doing before this?
Studying cartoons and things that flew in the air. I say that jokingly, but as I was growing up, you could ask my family. I plopped myself in front of the television for two things all the time, Saturday morning cartoons and the Thanksgiving Day Parade. I never missed it.
I love knowing that this feels like it was a calling for you since you were a child. I mean, that's amazing to me. What do you think it is about the parade that's charmed you so much since you were little?
Oh, who hasn't it? That's the true wonder and the true magic of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, is it touches everyone. When people learn, you know, what I do for a living, they automatically start telling me their Thanksgiving story. It's their one time of year when they get together with family members, and that's what brings them together.
You've been doing this for more than three decades now. What's been your toughest moment so far?
You know, the toughest moment never comes at the parade anymore. Hmm. The toughest moments are getting ready for it. You know, it's trying to meet the deadline so that we can get to today. Today, I feel great. Everything is set. I have the greatest team in the world. The artists and artisans who work with me at the Macy's studio are some of the most talented and creative people in the world.
Well, John Piper is the vice president of the Macy's Parade Studio. The 89th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is tomorrow. John Piper, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Magna, it has been my pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, I got to ask you, Magna, have you ever been to the Macy's Day Parade?
I have. I think it was 2007, 2008. I don't remember.
Did you get to see Giant Garfield or Snoopy?
I did. It was really, really cold. But this year, I think I want to go back because that giant dinosaur or life-size dinosaur, it's my thing. Here and Now is for production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Magna Chakrabarty.
I'm Indira Lakshmanan. It's Here and Now.